Welcome in to another edition of Let's Get Local here on Mad Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Of course, we're streaming on the Civic Media app. And, of course, you can also find us on TuneIn. Tune in to the show every week if you would, I would really appreciate that. And our sponsors appreciate it too. Great sponsors like Madison Top Company, Ula Eyewear, Evolution Financial, and we'll name a few others later in the show as well. But we appreciate all our sponsors for the program. And we're in the Solidarity Realty Studios, sponsored by another Dame by Local member, Darcy and the team at Solidarity Realty. There is an alternative. We appreciate Darcy for sponsoring the Madison Studios here at Civic Media. Talking about Dame by Local, it is time to catch up with an old friend. It's Colin Murray, Executive Director over at Dame by Local. Colin, it's been a little while since we've talked. I'm glad to have you back on the show. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. You're right. It has been a little while, so I'm glad to be back talking with you. I always enjoy our conversations.
I mean, you and I have talked. We just hadn't had an opportunity to bring it to the show yet. So I'm glad to bring you back on because, you know, we've talked to Megan. We've talked with other people. I've covered some DBL events from time to time, updating people, talked a lot about the Shop Local Tour in recent months. First off, you just said, you know, April was a little bit of a quieter month, which was it was a busy start to the year. But now we're turning the calendar to May here in a little bit. And you guys have you're right back at it. You got a bunch of stuff happening.
Yeah. Starting with May 1st, we jump right into it. So next week, it's already coming up. So one of the things that's really important to us at Dame by Local is educating the public on the importance of buying local, right? It's in our mission, one of the three pillars of our organization. So May 1st through the 7th will be Shop Local Week. And this is actually a nationwide program. Through the Local Business Institute. They're the ones that put this together at the national level, and we bring it down to the local level. So we'll be doing a lot of promotional type activity, getting the word out, like on your show. You'll see a number of things on Facebook, just promoting the idea of shopping local and how important that is. And of course, a lot of your listeners already know the importance of shopping local and how important it is to the economy. And the quality of life that we really enjoy here in the Madison area. So that'll be the first week of May, 1st through the 7th. And then in that, on May 5th, is the Shop Local Tour that you just mentioned. And this will be where you get on a luxury bus provided by Gallant Knights, one of our members, and you will go around to six different businesses that are participating in Gallery Night. So Gallery Night is put on by MoMoCA, Madison Museum of Contemporary Art. And so all over Dane County are these, I think there's 65 venues that are participating. Well, we can't get to all 65 in 4 or 5 hours, but we'll get to six of them. So you get on the bus over at Delta Beer Lab, 5 o'clock on the 5th. The bus will take you around and then bring you back to Delta Beer Lab. And at the end of the tour there, we'll have a little beer for you and a dessert at the end of the tour there as well that you can enjoy. So tickets for that are available on our website. They're usually $49. There's a special right now for $39. You save $10. Ooh. Yeah. So you can take advantage of that right now while seats are still available. So it is a limited number of seats that we have available.
And one thing I think that's been interesting with bringing this Shop Local Tour to the community, Colin, is you've really made a conscious effort of, okay, let's highlight different things. Let's highlight different types of businesses and organizations. And then let's also mix it up, time of the day, different days of the week. This happens to be a Friday evening event, right? So again, you're trying to give people, maybe if they had conflicts with certain things or couldn't make a different one, maybe this other timing or this other group works out better for them.
Yeah, exactly. There have been ones that are during the weekday. There have been on the weekend and different times, as you've mentioned. So exactly, we're trying to accommodate as many as we can and different categories. So this one's all related to the Gallery Night. The next one coming up at the end of May, May 25th, are Black-owned businesses. So that'll be sponsored by the Black Chamber of Commerce. So you know, we're trying to provide a variety of different things. And maybe you're not interested in all of them. And that's okay. But we've probably got something on the list there that you are going to be interested in. So check out the list on daybylocal.com. You can see all the dates and times and where we're going to go for each of the different tours. And basically, it's once a month between now and November.
So you mentioned the ticket, and people get the tickets. And again, you know, it's an easy process, but so much of the experience is included, right? You get the ride, you get some beverages, you get the, you know, the dessert at the end of the night, and you get to go to these places that otherwise you may not have gone to. And I think when I was, you know, along for the opening tour of the season back in February, that was something I heard time and time again from the people that were there saying, oh man, it's been so long since I've been to this part of Madison before, or, you know, since I've been there in such a long time, or people, I never knew this existed. I mean, we heard those things over and over again. So the intent of the Shop Local Tour, which is exploring and getting people to find these different places, is really working.
Yeah, we've got these hidden gems in Madison all over the place. And, you know, what a better way to experience it than to go with your friends. And you don't have to worry about transportation. We give you a goodie bag for shopping, so you can put your purchases in there. There's a bunch of coupons and special offers and deals and tchotchkes inside the bag already, get you started. So it's a lot of fun, and people seem to be enjoying it each time that we put it together.
And we know friend of the show, sponsor of the show, Madison Top Company, sponsoring the whole series of Shop Local Tours. So we tip the cap once again to Madison Top Company, Aaron, Megan, and the team there. We thank them for supporting so many of these things, as well as all the other work they do in the community. Colin, we have other activities coming up in May too. What else is on the slate? What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so on May 9th is the breakfast, the member breakfast. That'll be over at the Dane County Humane Society on the southeast side of Madison, right off the Beltline. So it'll be a hot breakfast starting at 8 a.m. will be the program. And I think there's somebody that you know that's going to be the presenter for that particular breakfast, Jason.
It's our good friend and friend of the show, Sue Peck, Evolution Financial. Sue and I have talked many times about how her business that she started a little over 5 years ago has evolved. And she's really kind of found her place that she wants to be in, and people that, you know, kind of this way that she wants to assist people through the world of their finances. And one big piece that she's really found that she has the right personality for is kind of the right person for the job, is assisting people going through transitions. And there's so many times in our lives that we experience that, Colin, that, you know, if you want to think about situations you go through, say a big life change, whether it's a situation, a divorce, or you know, you had a death in the family, or we have all of these different things that can happen to us, right, that are most of the time out of our control. Think about, oh, now I've got to figure out these new financial parameters for myself, and how challenging that can be when you're dealing with all the other things. Well, Sue is, I like to call her the financial planner with a heart. She's just amazing, and she'll take you through all of it and guide people where they need to go.
Yeah, she's really good at that. And it's been 5 years that she's been out on her own now. Wow. Time flies. I remember when she was signing the lease with the, Kent from Plato Commercial Real Estate. And I met her in the parking lot. Boy, time just flies. It's amazing.
It's a good thing you and I haven't aged over those 5 years, Colin.
Yeah. Well, at least you haven't. I don't know about me. But she does a great job. She's a really huge supporter of Dane by Local. We really appreciate that. And the breakfast is sponsored by Ula Eyewear, another sponsor of the radio show as well. So we appreciate all the support that Brittany has provided to us throughout the course of the years as well.
So the breakfast coming up, it's at Dane County Humane Society, and it is May 9th, correct? And people can, it's still a free breakfast, right? People can sign up, they can attend, head over to the Humane Society on that morning. They just register in advance so you know how much food to order, right, Colin?
Exactly, yes. Quick and easy. So come join us, check it out. We'll have a few announcements before the main presentation with Sue, and you know, get up to speed on everything that's taking place at Dane by Local. Speaking of which, we've also got one more event to talk about here as far as May is concerned, and that's our online auction. So that starts May 11th through the 17th. So right now we're collecting donations for that, but starting on the 11th, you can go on our website, and bid on all kinds of things. And I think we're going to set a record this time for a number of items that we have available to bid on, all sorts of things, lots of food, lots of restaurant gift certificates, retail stores. There's a huge selection of things. So, you know, you want to be checking that out and seeing all the opportunities that are available there as well.
Let's talk about and examine that, that type of fundraiser here for a minute, because, you know, Dame by Local's putting this on. Okay, they're trying to, Dame by Local's trying to raise funds for the cause to support businesses and organizations locally. But at the same time, if you participate in this, Colin, we know that, you know, we know where we're at, what we've been through in the last 3 years. These businesses are still recovering, right? So if you can, you know, it's, first of all, it's fun to go on and bid and, you know, get some of these gift certificates and things like that. And you mentioned restaurants, and they've been hit some of the hardest ones. But you're guaranteeing then that you're purchasing something, you're going to go to that restaurant, you're going to spend some money there, probably in addition to that gift card, and that helps support that restaurant too. And it also gives you, you know, an opportunity maybe to explore new places. So I love how this kind of all together is, yes, Dame by Local's raising funds, but man, they're trying to get exposure and opportunities for people to experience new places and those businesses to get the support of the community all at the same time.
Yeah, totally. And again, that's one of the three pillars of our mission, is to promote our members. And this is one of the ways that we do that, getting the word out to everyone so that they can know that these businesses exist and you can check them out. So, you know, take a chance on some of these items that are on there. Go visit them. It gives you an excuse to do that, right? What a better way to find some of these gems that are hidden all over Dane County than to support the auction that we'll have again starting on May 11th.
And people can find out more about that auction at danebylocal.com. Again, the website, danebylocal.com, danebylocal.com, to bid on the auction, to register for the breakfast, to find out about upcoming events, to get your tickets for the Shop Local Tour. It's all right there. More with Colin Murray right after the break here on Let's Get Local. We'll be back in just a minute. And we're back here on Let's Get Local. Welcome back into the show as we continue on with Colin Murray. He's the executive director of Dame by Local, as we just talked about here in the first segment of the show, but he's also an owner of his own place, Kylie's Gift Cottage over in Middleton. Colin, now it's time to put that hat on. So take the other hat off, put the Kylie's hat on, and let's talk about your store over in Middleton.
Yeah, so Kylie's Gift Cottage. So one of the first questions people ask is, who's Kylie, right? So Kylie is our 10-year-old Chihuahua, and she's almost always in the store. So, and Kylie likes to greet everyone with a little bark when they first come in. So she's making sure that you know that she's there, and she's generally hiding under one of the tables. So she's not real brave, but she certainly barks out when the door opens. So
the greeter, she's Kylie's gift guy. Yeah, okay, I get it.
Exactly. So and people will come in now and they'll say hi to her, and they don't know my name, but they know hers, including the mailman. He comes in every day and hi, Kylie. So that's okay. So we named the store after her. And you know, we used to do art and craft shows. My partner is an artist, and we would do the weekend pop-up, like Art Fair in the Square type of shows 25 or 30 times a year. And with the pandemic, that went out the window, right? So we decided to open a brick and mortar location, and we have a number of our artist friends that are bringing merchandise into the store. So we decided to go that that direction, and we're just maintaining that. So we've actually gone through three Christmas seasons already, so this will be our fourth holiday season coming up later this year. So it's amazing how time flies. You know, we've got lots of locally made items from artists, and it's kind of like a mini art show. You know, we don't have a lot of space, but we do have artists that bring a variety of different things into the store that you can check out. They're nice gift items or home decor items, you know, things for yourself. So we try to have a nice range of different things available at the store.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful little store in a great location. And I think, you know, it's exactly who you and Michael are. And at the same time, of course, you're going to incorporate an opportunity to highlight businesses and, you know, allow people to kind of get spotlighted through your store and sell their products. So I love all of that together. Again, kind of working your mission, your life mission that you've been on for quite some time now, Colin. But one thing that's interesting right now, people can go to your store anytime to experience it, but they also could experience it during this Shop Local tour coming up, Gallery Night. You just told me you're participating in that. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah. So Gallery Night is May 5th. And that's, an event put on in the spring and the fall by Momoka. So it'll be May 5th from 5 to 8 as well when we are officially participating. The event actually goes till 9. We will have a special artist, a jeweler, that'll be joining us, who's a Dane by Local member, Carrie Shannon. The name of her business is called Kay Shan Jewelry. She has beautiful work. And in the next week or so, we'll be posting these variety of jewelry that she has. So you can check it out online and see the different things that she'll have to offer. She's got some special pieces that she's bringing in just for the show. So you can check that out. And she's been one of those people that I've known for many years at the art show. I've been a neighbor with her at a booth in one of the shows or another one. We've got to know her pretty well here through the years.
So we're going to get a little preview of some of those items you might find if you head to the Shop Local Tour through Dane by Local to visit Colin at Kylie's Gift Cottage. Again, the website over there for Kylie's Gift Cottage is Kylie's, K-Y-L-E-E-S, giftcottage.com. Colin, tell people about where they can find your shop. I don't think we covered that yet.
Yeah, so it's 6711 Frank Lloyd Wright Avenue in Middleton. Usually when I say that, people look at me kind of like, I don't know where that is. So it's Century Avenue, right in the parking lot of Metro Market, which used to be Pick and Save. They just changed their name not too long ago. We're right in that parking lot, and we just put up a new big sign. So it's much easier to identify us now with the new signage on the outside of the building. I think the airport's now using the sign as a marker for the airplanes as they're landing because it's so big and bright. You can check that out when you stop in. 6711 Frank Lloyd Wright. It's a beautiful location. Some people know the Prairie Cafe, which is kitty corner from us. That's a very popular little cafe there as well. It's a very cool area. In fact, Orange from Orange Tree Imports was in the store one day, and she said, I don't know if you know this or not, but this area was designed to give you the feel of Monroe Street. And like, oh yeah, I see that. I can see how that is. It's a very, very walkable community. We actually have two entrances, one in the front and one in the back of the building. You know, it's easy for parking, but it's easy for walkers to come in as well. So we really like the location. It's a very nice place for us to have a gift store.
It's so many different things coming up to purchase gifts for. So holidays, other events, things like that. And at Kylie's Gift Cottage, they have different options for you. And I'd say a wide range of options too. So you can always find something that you like. Pretty much no matter what your taste is, you'll find something in Kylie's Gift Cottage that you'll like. So go visit Colin, sign up for the Shop Local Tour, do it then, but you can visit him other times too at kyliesgiftcottage.com over in Middleton, right off of Century Avenue, like you said. Colin, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for being with us on the show today, talking, wearing both hats, And thanks for putting together great events like the Shop Local Tour and bringing the joy of Kylie's bark to anyone that enters your store.
There you go. Thanks, Jason. I appreciate it.
That's Colin Murray, everybody. We'll be back here for more Let's Get Local right after this. Welcome back into the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Happy to be with you once again as we continue on the program. Again, we couldn't be here without the support of our amazing sponsors. I know I plugged some off the beginning of the show. It's plug time for three more. Forward Tie Boxing. Again, Abby, Brendan over there. They have a boxing ring inside their new gym. So you can learn Muay Thai, you can learn Krav Maga self-defense, and you can also get in a boxing ring if you want to, all by going to Forward Tie Boxing. Also, our friends at Easy Office Products, Gary and Rose Moles, they make buying office products easy. The website, ezop.com. And last but not least, Progress Center for Black Women. We thank Sabrina Madison, her team, Jasmine, everybody over there for supporting the program and all the progress that they're working on. We now talk about some other advancements in progress, and it's great to learn about a new organization to me and relatively new to the area, as they've kind of, they'll tell their story here, but I get to welcome in Maria Novotny and Dr. Bhagwat to tell us a little bit about the work they're doing. Welcome to both of you for being on the show today. How are you?
Great.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So it's Building Families Alliance of Wisconsin. How did this get started, and how did we get to this point where it's an official group kind of working on things here in our state?
The Building Families Alliance is essentially a grassroots coalition of individuals who are affected by infertility. So that might be patients, advocates that were former or current patients, or family members and friends, and then providers like Dr. Bhagavath. And so we're a newer kind of organization. We were formed essentially in 2020. And how this came about was largely after attending a national federal advocacy day for infertility. So I've been involved with Resolve, the National Infertility Association, for over 10 years because of my own personal diagnosis with unexplained infertility. It took me a long time to kind of process that, but I really found great community and honestly a lot of healing by telling my story, especially telling my story to those who are in legislation and have the power to actually improve a lot of the barriers that I was facing around forming my family. Because if you aren't aware, it costs a lot of money frequently to form your family after an infertility diagnosis, whether that's using fertility treatment. I actually used adoption in my case, or even if you need to use a surrogate, if you can't actually physically carry the child. So I really actually just turned to doing this advocacy work, telling my story. And I did that for a long time, actually, in Michigan. So I was living there at the time. And really kind of got a knack for it, I would say. And it was in 2020 when I had actually returned back to my home state of Wisconsin. I had just adopted my baby girl from Stevens Point. And I was on a call prepping with Dr. Bhagavath for our Resolve Advocacy Day. And so really what was happening there is we were preparing our own stories and how to explain what is infertility, how individuals, particularly Wisconsinites, are impacted by infertility in our state, and how Senator Johnson, Senator Baldwin, who were our representatives at that time, could help support specific pieces of federal legislation to help improve access to care. So we met during then. We had a great kind of conversation. But ultimately, what we were seeing and what Resolve was seeing in terms of what was getting traction and picking up with success with how improving access to care was occurring was actually less on a federal level and more on a state-based level. And Dr. Bhagavath can speak to that firsthand because he actually, prior to coming to Wisconsin, lived and worked in a state that actually had access to fertility care. So I'll let him talk a little bit about how he came to this, and then we can talk about how we decided to create this more state-based coalition to address the inequities around infertility and family building that many Wisconsinites are facing today.
Yeah, it's such an interesting, topic and subject, and obviously it affects people all around the world. But I think it's really interesting how you've looked at it at the national level, and you have that perspective, and really seen that the impact needed to come more at the state level. But Dr. Bhagavath, tell us a little bit, please, about the perspective you bring that you've seen working with people struggling with infertility.
Thank you. Started my REI career. REI stands for Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility. That is the subspecialty. I'm an OBGYN, basically, but then had a fellowship training to treat patients with infertility. I started in Rhode Island as an assistant professor at Brown University. And in that state, it was mandated. The state mandates that all insurance companies cover infertility treatment as well. It's something that I didn't even, understand the importance of, because I took it for granted. If you have insurance, you have medical treatment, and I assume that infertility is part of it, and infertility is a disease. So it didn't even occur to me how much of a big deal it was and how privileged the citizens of Rhode Island are. Also, all the surrounding states have the same benefit. Massachusetts is state mandated. Connecticut is state mandated. So there was really, even when patients came across the border, there was no problem. So it didn't even occur to me as a big deal. Then I moved to New York State, where it was mandated up to IVF. It covered everything up to IVF, but not IVF. Even then, it was not such a big problem. Most patients do get treatment without IVF, but then when they need IVF, they would somehow find some coverage, though before I left New York State, even IVF got mandated as well. But when I came to Madison, and I was actively sought out to come and lead the division here, I was shocked afterwards to find out that there was no state coverage. It's something that didn't even occur to me, having worked only in states that had coverage. And so that was the shock that led in 2020, very early on, for me to find avenues to advocate for the patients of Wisconsin, because I really found out also that Illinois, the neighboring state, is mandated and they have complete coverage there all the way to IVF. So it's a combination of things and my personal perspectives that led me to seek out avenues to advocate for the patients, and serendipitously met Maria. And we had that wonderful conversation over a day, because we were meeting these senators, the staffers of the various senators and representatives. But there was a lot of time in between where we had to just kill time. And we got to talking and said, wow, you know, we need to have something grassroots here in Wisconsin. And that conversation led to us bringing together people we knew, patients, other patients, Sarah Finger, who has been a women's health advocate. So that was very fortuitous that we got into contact with her. So it was a combination of multiple people. We reached out to all the doctors who provide infertility service in the state, and they were all enthusiastic in joining the group and advocating for it. So it was really it was prime time, I think, in 2020. Perhaps also the fact that the pandemic was hit and everybody was having a little bit extra time, because there was downtime, we were not all going to work. It was just a very opportune moment to get this coalition started.
Yeah, good time for advocacy to jump into things at that point, right? Dr. Bhagavath, thanks so much for that perspective. Maria, for Wisconsinites, what are we talking about here? How many people are impacted by infertility?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, so 172,000 Wisconsinites we know for sure are impacted by infertility. Roughly, I know that doesn't sound like a ton of people, but if you actually think about it by population size, that's roughly around the same size of Appleton and Green Bay's population combined. So that's a big chunk of the Fox Valley, for instance. And Dr. Bachlebath can even speak to, for many years, the common statistic was also often referred to as 1 in 8 individuals were impacted by infertility. And about 2 weeks ago on April 4th, the World Health Organization recently just announced that it's actually 1 in 6 people are going to receive an infertility diagnosis. So we know that number is growing. We also know that not everyone can access an infertility diagnosis or has, and also that people who need fertility treatment or fertility preservation also may not necessarily be having an infertility diagnosis. So for instance, you think about individuals who have had cancer treatments and have needed to think about preserving their fertility, they're impacted by the need to actually access fertility treatments and services. And you also can think about like LGBTQ plus individuals and single individuals who might want to build their family as well. They're all impacted by the inability, right, to actually access various treatments and services in order to build their family. So we know that it's 172,000, but it's actually probably bigger than that.
Wow. Dr. Bhagavath, going back to you, just to get a little bit of an idea of what, because you came from a place where these things were covered by insurance. What are some of these costs if people in Wisconsin don't have access or help from insurance, but they want to, try to work through some of these systems? I mean, what can it cost them out of pocket if they don't have support?
A lot of money. I can tell you the cost of doing one IVF cycle runs anywhere about $15,000 in around that amount. And prior to getting to IVF, people generally try what's called IUI or intrauterine insemination. And that can also cost anywhere like $3,000, $4,000. And that's, of course, if you wanted to do everything the correct way. And that's one thing that I struggle with even today after 3 years of practicing here and beginning to be used to the current climate. I still find it difficult. For example, a patient may need ultrasound monitoring because I'm giving her Clomid tablets to get her to ovulate. I'm not sure if she's ovulating or not, but if I say, oh, you need ultrasound, that's another $300, and she has to think about it. That's a lot of money for a lot of patients just for one examination. If you have insurance coverage, then you would say, okay, we need to know if she's ovulating or not, whether we need to increase the dose or not. She needs ultrasound, that's an order. It is done, insurance covers that. But when you don't have that, you are trying to practice medicine a little bit, bending the rules and guessing whether it is working or not, trying to do other things that are suboptimal. And that's the biggest challenge I face practicing infertility here, medicine here, in that you have to cut corners and do a lot of things that you would otherwise do.
And I would assume then, though, because you can't take that same approach that you would normally, it's less effective. It becomes more of a struggle in patients. I would also be looking at this situation and thinking, and Maria, maybe you can speak to this on the other side of the break. I'd like to get your perspective. But just emotionally, as a human being who finds this out and wants to, have children, how difficult that can just be on the person themselves, especially if you can't find success and you want this to happen, but it's not happening and not working out.
That is correct. It has been shown that the stress that a person experiences when they are given the diagnosis of infertility is higher than the stress a person experiences when they're told they have cancer. It might be very difficult to wrap your head around that. But it is, because building a family is an urge. It's a basic urge, and inability to do so can seriously impact people. I know many of my patients who hate Mother's Day, mm-hmm. because it brings home to the fact that they cannot be a mother, and so it is an incredibly devastating diagnosis. But most people blow it off. and say, oh, you know, it's not like you've got cancer. It's actually the other way around. Even cancer, you feel like you can beat it, you know. So this one can be very, very heartbreaking for the patient.
Great conversation right now with Dr. Bhagavath and Maria Novotny here. More on the other side of the break. A little bit different taste for you today for Let's Get Local, but some important issues that affect so many of our residents right here. We'll be back in just a minute. Not so long ago, he's leaving, leaving on that midnight train to Georgia.
Said he's going back to a simpler place and time. Oh, you see him right by his side. Now be with him.
I know you will.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Even on that midnight train.
And we're back here to the Solidarity Realty Studio. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative. Thanks to Darcy and the team for sponsoring the studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. A big conversation here about an important issue, and we're back with Maria Novotny and also Dr. Bhagavath here talking about infertility issues, and especially the lack of support for people who are experiencing those infertility issues in the state of Wisconsin. Maria, as just from the human side, as a person who dealt with this yourself, tell people a little bit about how challenging that can be.
It's super challenging. I can talk about it from my own perspective, but honestly, I also run a virtual support group that's peer-led across the state for anyone in Wisconsin who's going through this. And I will tell you, hands down, the amount of emotional grief that comes with an infertility diagnosis is just overwhelming. And then if you add on top of that the financial decisions that they're having to make because of the lack of having access to insurance or full coverage for various treatments, it only adds to the additional stress and emotional just anxiety that goes with the treatment. It also really damages relationships. So while I was saying like Mother's Day is really hard, it's really hard also for your parents who want, you know, to welcome grandchildren, for siblings to also know how to interact, how to support people. So it really does a lot of what I call like misconception fatigue. It's constantly trying to talk about all these misconceptions about what it means about trying to get pregnant and all those difficulties, but doing a lot of that emotional labor work. And it becomes fatiguing, exhausting for people to do that. So it's really just such a hardship. And honestly, if we can help reduce some of that by simply having some sort of insurance mandate to reduce at least the financial factor of impairing that decision, that would do so much for just the emotional anxiety that patients go through.
So I'll open this up to both of you. What can we do here in the state? I mean, you've talked about, Dr. Bhagavath, you've talked about how you saw this support through other states you practiced in. Can't we learn from them? I mean, can't we find those examples, incorporate them here in the state of Wisconsin, and support our citizens that way?
Absolutely. The people always talk about costs, and senators and representatives say, oh, it's going to cost money. And all these states are doing it, and it's not costing them that much money. Massachusetts actually fiscally does a routine check every 3 or 4 years. And the last time they did that check, it cost literally pennies to the dollar to cover this. And so when you think about healthcare in general and how much it costs, this is really a drop in the bucket to provide that relief to our patients. Maria has a lot more information on the nitty-gritty of how the listeners can help and the Wisconsinites can push this forward to benefit ourselves. And so I'll turn the...
Yeah. Thanks, Dr. Bhagavath. No, so there's lots of different ways that this can be helped. And we also know, right, that by providing insurance coverage, right, it can also help increase the workforce, right, and keep and retain individuals here in the state of Wisconsin if we can have that coverage. So what's really exciting that we're really thrilled about is that Governor Evers actually has a provision in his state budget right now that includes protections for fertility treatment and preservation in that bill. And so right now we're urging individuals who believe in the ability, right, to build one's family despite having a infertility diagnosis to go to our website. So it's buildingfamiliesalliancewisconsin.org. Go to that. And then there's a take action button. So you can go and click on that and you can tell your representative of why it's important. Maybe you have your own personal experience with infertility. Maybe you know of a sister or a family member that's going through this. But that's what we're really asking people to do is to go to that, go to our website and click on that take action button. You don't have to do much beyond that. If you want to call your representatives, that would be excellent. But at least taking the action would be that first step. Otherwise, please sign up. Go to our website again, sign up for the newsletter, continue to follow what we have planned throughout the rest of the year until we actually get this insurance mandate passed. That's basically our end goal. And if you have any stories about having to go stop treatment, go to any new states, any barriers that you've had in terms of building your family, please, if you're willing and you want to share your story, we want to listen. We want to be there for you. We want to support you. But we also need stories from everyone in Wisconsin about the variety of different ways that this is impairing family building and impairing, right, the building of a successful future Wisconsin.
So the website again, buildingfamilieswi.org, buildingfamilieswi.org. Wow, this work is so important. And you're right. I mean, those personal stories are critical to having, you know, people resonate with a cause, resonate with an issue, and then wanting to help advance that forward. And so again, I encourage people head to buildingfamilieswi.org, get involved, support. Are there financial needs? Are there other ways people can help? Or is it really just kind of helping to let our representatives know that we need this moving forward in our state?
Yes, donations are very welcome. This is all run from a volunteer point of view. No one is making profit on this. We are all giving our time and our expertise. So there's also availability on the website and a place to donate. We welcome any sort of donations. Time or monetary is wonderful.
Well, I just have to thank both of you for the work you're doing and also just kind of commend you for bringing this issue to light. Now, I know we just recapped this exciting week, Awareness Week, but do you have any other events that take place later in the year that people should look out for?
Every year we are organizing this around the springtime, and that's when we have the highest push. However, we are also successfully, we introduced the bill. Senator Royce was one of the sponsors of the bill last year. And again, our hope is to reintroduce the bill in the fall of this year. So we want the support, and we want the constituents to talk to their representatives and legislators about this and where they stand on this issue and show their support for this bill. And that would be an enormous help.
Buildingfamilieswi.org. Maria and Dr. Bhagavath, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for being on the show this week.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
That's it for this week's Let's Get Local. Go local, buy local, be local, and support local. Head to buildingfamilieswi.org and support their work.